One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. Oh, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Sumerian and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak.
Rant Radio Talk. Talk. Rant Speak. You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Greetings. It's time, once again, for Rant Speak. And it's just me this week. No Smokey. No Smokey. Where there's no smoke, there's no fire, but hopefully... Oh, I'm a little bit hot here. Let me just turn me down just a touch. I still can't hear myself, though. I'm going to turn my headphones up. There we go! I have to do this every week. I know it's annoying. You have to listen to me do that every single time. And, I wonder if I can turn some effects on. Oh, that's kind of cool. A little bit too much, though, eh? Check, 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 check. There we go. It's Sunday night, and you're listening to Rant Speak, just like every Sunday night at 11 p.m. It's your late night show. There, that's a nice level. Just in the background. It's your late-night show to put you to sleep. Well, hopefully you won't go to sleep while listening to it, but you go to sleep after, because I know some of you stay up really, 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 really late to listen to me or listen to Smokehouse. We'll see who the draw is, huh? No, my microphone was too hot, Gluco. Not the room. The room is not too hot. I got the fan going. Because I have to close the window that's right outside the studio so I don't annoy the neighbors. Because the neighbors have gotten annoyed before. And that was actually when Sean was on the show because he gets very excited. Oh, God. What the hell is going on? Hi, you're live on the air because you're phoning during my show. Who's this?
Shane.
Hello, Shane. Shall I take you off the air?
That would be a good thing. Boy, what a great idea, James.
Okay, one second. I'm just going to turn up the music here for a second. Sorry. Interruptions. Oonts, 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 oonts. No, Shane's gone now. He didn't really want to be put on the air. So he's not in the air. It's back to the show. Sorry for that little interruption. Rantspeak. Here's the show website. And you can download all the archives there if you want to listen to past shows. If you don't like me and you like Smokehouse, you can stop this show and go listen to Smokehouse with me. And you can also discuss the show in the forums. I'm going to be posting things in the IRC tonight because Smokehouse usually does that, so I might get a little bit slow. In the IRC tonight, there's Denium the Antichrist, Haggard 37, Gluco, Snake, Ghost, Maverick X, Purden, Fergie, Haggard 37, Mr. Chicago, the Antichrist, One of Many, Blitzcon. Let's see who else is talking. Jibcat, Purden, Brujo, K-Tog, Shrine Master just joined, Joel DeFortune. Who else is talking? That's about it. There we go. If you want to get involved with Rant Radio, there's so many ways. So many ways. You can send in your picture, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures on the Rant Radio site. They're up in the top right-hand corner. You click on them, you can see everybody. Everybody that's mailed in their, emailed in their picture. So you just have to email in your picture to info@rantradio.com, and up you go. Make sure you don't finger the camera, keep your shirt on, and you have to show your face, no photoshopping, no masks, stuff like that. Or if you're an overseas listener, you can also get on our long-distance listeners list. Lots of people listen overseas, so Canada and the States don't count. Sorry, because that's where the majority of our listeners are anyway, so they don't really count. The best way you can get involved is to tell somebody about Rant Radio. Just tell them about the show or tell them about some aspect of Rant. Oh, Rant Media in general, like Rant TV or any of the stuff we do. Sean's book, even. There you go. You can also send in your news stories, because I read out some news later on in the show, to info@rantradio.com. That's your contact email, info@rantradio.com. We need bandwidth. That is a big concern, of course, on a non-profit station. We don't make any money, so we have to keep alive by the generous donations of our listeners. And the listeners are you. So if you work at an ISP, or you go to school, sorry, drink of water. Or if you go to school where there's lots of bandwidth, or you go to have a work that has lots of upstream bandwidth, and you've got a computer you can install Shoutcast on, you can spare some bandwidth. We need some bandwidth. We always need bandwidth for streaming our radio station. And we also need DJs. So if you think you can do what I'm doing, then let Smokehouse know. Smokehouse@rantradio.com. He's the guy. He'll sign you up, get you on the air. Lots of slots open. Lots of already good DJs on our stations. You just have to make up a demo, send it to Smokey, and we can put you on the air. No news from Smokey, so we're going to skip over that because Smokey's not here. I just bought a little while ago a new camera. Oh, it's so nice. It's the Panasonic DVX-100. Oh, it's so beautiful. And here's a pic of it and some details on it. And just yesterday, I went down to a camera store downtown and picked up some cool new stuff for it because we're going to be doing a lot of filming. Of course, we're already filming the patrolling show with Sean Kennedy. And I'll be talking a little bit about that later. And here I went and picked up, a new lens for it, a wide angle lens. Oh, a little bit expensive, but you know, you have to shell out the cash to get the good stuff. And I bought a great big battery because the one that comes with, it's only an hour. So I have to, I ran out of juice during filming one day. Luckily it was right at the end, exactly at the end. It was so lucky that I was able to get what I got. It quit right after. Like about a minute after a really important shot. Sean has his new book out. If you don't know about it, know about it, because here it is. It's on Rant Media site. You can download it right from there. 350 pages of Sean's goodness. Like, if you like Tales from the After Now, this is in book form. It's not Tales from the After now, but it is in, you know, it's in the same world. Everything's in the same world of Sean's. So download the book, take a read of it, and if you aren't convinced, you can read this massive, massive review on it. This was done by Leo Stableford. It's the top story on his website right now. He doesn't allow linking inside his website, so I can't post you a direct link to the news story, but there is the top... there's a website that you can click to it. It's quite easy to get in there. And the review is like, it's huge. It's like 15 pages or something. It's massive. Crazy, crazy, crazy. For those who were here last week, I think it was last week or the week before, I released a little picture for everyone to look at, about patrolling. And here is the preview for those people that missed it. They got the sneak preview. There is a picture. This is the only thing you'll get until the actual show comes out in about 3 weeks. I know I say 3 weeks every week, but I keep pushing it back. It'll come out. It will come out. Sometime. It takes a long time to do good stuff. So I don't want to rush things. You don't want crap. I don't want crap. You want the good stuff. Big news for me too. This week, Porn on Beta, actually a couple days ago, Friday night, Porn on Beta released 5 new songs. It's been a while since we released anything. Here is a link to Porn on Beta's 5 new songs, some covers, 5 cover songs that we did, and this is just a taste to tide you over until the album comes out. And the album's going to come out in about 3 weeks as well. A brand new Road to Nowhere, but in the meantime you can download these songs and enjoy them. The next story. Oh, yes, yesterday. Sean and I went to the Poco meet. Port Coquitlam, a city near Vancouver, about a half an hour away from Vancouver. And oh my god, there's so many people there. All the Poco crew, and a lot of them are in the IRC tonight, because I guess they don't have school tomorrow or jobs tomorrow or anything. Did I post it? Here's the link to where it was. And if you live in the Vancouver area, they have a really good meet. Great place to meet up. Lots of people there. Byron X, Purden, Soltrance, Modokai, Zeph, Fergie, Denium, Otis, Slant, Metanex, Maverick, Zutroy, VTM, and Rhodo were there, and I think a couple more that I probably didn't mention. And if you missed it, it was a really good one. Sean came to that one. I came to that one. I filmed some video of it as well, of Sean just going nuts and doing his thing, you know? I don't know when their next one is. I think they have it every 2 weeks, so it's going to be 2 weeks from yesterday. So if you're in that area, you can go and drop by. Like if you're in the Vancouver area, I know the Abbotsford crew might be able to make it down there as well. Yeah, it's not too bad for them if they just go along number 7. Anyway, next story. Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Rant is going to Las Vegas for DEF CON 12. We're doing the video for DEF CON 12. They invited us to go down there, and Sean's going to be there. I'm going to be there. There's going to be tons of people there. I should have had the link for posting who's going to go down there. It's in the forums as well, if you want to go take a look at the forums. Then you can see who is coming down. And if you live in the area or if you are thinking of coming down, it's a little bit expensive, but it must be well worth it. I've never been there, but there's like 6,000 people go to it, so there must be some draw. I've never been there. It looks like they have a lot of cool events. Here's a link to the website for DEF CON 12. And also, After Now. After Now is over for now. For another 3 months or so, till about August, we're thinking. About August or September. But in the meantime, Zophiel has been working overtime for making covers. He's gone nuts. He's making a cover for every single episode, and he's And he's on his way. Like, take a look at that. Take a look at the link there, and you can see all the covers that Zofiel has been making. It's absolutely amazing. What else? Zofiel has signed up. He's applied for the 2004 National Political Convention, and he's going to go there to cover the event for Rant Media. And I think what he's going to do in the end is to make a video out of it. He's bringing the video camera down there, a whole crew with him, like 3 or 4 people, and he's going to videotape him, get some interviews and stuff. And he's printed up these great media passes that pretty much anybody can use. They're very general media passes. I'm going to put them up on the site after they're done. They're very, very cool stuff. Another thing that has just been kind of released. It's been out for a while, but I'm just shipping it now because I've got everything put together. Is the Rant Radio merchandise page. Here is the link. You can now order the Sean Kennedy Radio Show complete 2-DVD set. This is the show that Sean did for about 1.5 years and stopped about 6 months ago or so. And this set is absolutely every single episode in high 128K kilobits per second quality. And it also has the IRC logs that go along with every single show. So you can take a look at that on the webpage, and there's also, you can order stickers from there, and there's a link to Angry Shirts for the Rant Radio t-shirts. I want to say all these things are non-profit, except for the t-shirts, because that's his business. He runs it as a business. All these things, as you can see, like the 2-DVD set is $15, which is very cheap, because I have to print the covers, get a case, and get 2 DVDs, and also pay for the shipping and pay for the packaging that I have to ship it in, so there's nothing left after that. And also the stickers are $1, which pays for the stamp and the envelope and the stickers. And the t-shirts, actually the $5 of it go to the Rant Radio Emergency Fund. So everything is very low cost. So take a look at the merchandise page. The DVD set of the SKTFM.TV shows, the video shows, are not ready yet, and they're also not allowed to be released yet because we're still in litigation with Burning Man Company and friends, because they won't let me release it because they have to take a look at it first to make sure I'm not doing bad things, I guess, or something. And they still haven't got back to me. I shipped the video a long time ago, so I'm still waiting for a response from them, which is pretty bloody annoying, actually. But what do you do? I can't do anything. I don't really have the money to go to court against them. And there's nothing wrong with the videos, so what do you do? And here is a picture of the DVDs of the Sean Kennedy Radio Show that I'm shipping off to a whole bunch of lucky people that ordered them a long time ago, a couple months ago, and I just got them kind of together today. So there they go. And Spider would only listen if I said hi to her mom. And hi to... she says, okay, never mind, I'm not listening. Okay, I retract that. She's not listening. And you get nothing. Listener feedback. I got lots of listener feedback here. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this, but I got a local job at the local arcade here in Regina. Consequently, we now have Rant Radio Industrial serenading the gamer crowd here. The music god won. Thank you very much. I'm sure they'll be appreciating that. Something to listen to. It actually works very well with video games, so that's awesome. Drink of water. This next one, to Sim. I am currently working on a D20 conversion of Tales from the Afternow for gaming with friends of mine. I am currently transcribing the radio shows of Tales from the Afternow into text to mine them for data. I'm also personal friends with Id Fungus, the guy who drew the Wog Mecha, and he's one of my players and art designers for Ideas. We were kicking around the idea of giving away the stat sets for free for download and setting up a published version, possibly Cafe Press, for sale. I thought I would get your idea on input on how you feel about a project like that. I would not sell anything if you do not give permission for that. Second is transcribing the radio show. Would it be okay if I posted the text of Sean Kennedy's words? I can send you episode 1 and the index I'm developing for it. I'm most of the way through episode 2, but it takes a long time. About 10 hours per episode to complete. Anyways, I look forward to your reply and input. Coign. Coign. Yes, very, very cool stuff. That is awesome. One thing only. You can make all this up. You can do whatever you want. You cannot sell it. You can't sell it. That's the only stipulation. You can't make any money off of the stuff that Sean or I make, because we give it away for free. You understand? So if we're giving away for free and then you're making money off of it, that doesn't quite work out very well. So if you make some stuff up, please give it away for free, because that's what it's all about, is sharing the information, sharing the knowledge, sharing the fun, and all of that. Some more water. But yes, please send all that information to me when you have it up, and the links and stuff. That would be awesome. Simon Sean, not wanting to boost either of your egos too much, but I wanted to let you know some places, odd places, I've seen Rant Radio popping up. First off was at school, Art Center, or ACCD. It's primarily a Mac school, blah, but as you know, Rant is listed on iTunes. Seems someone has tuned the computers in the school store to Rant Radio, so they were streaming away for everyone to hear. Oh, awesome. Not that odd, but the next place was. I walked into Comp USA in Anaheim to get some photo paper today. I thought I'd check out the new laptops. Well, guess what was all the wallpapers there? Rant Radio. I was going to take a pic, but didn't have my camera or phone on, my camera phone on me. Maybe I'll swing by tomorrow and snap a photo for you all. Anyway, keep the music streaming, Ivory Dawn. Oh, nice. Take a picture of that. Send it to me. info@rantradio.com. I'll put it up on the Vigilantes page. That's so awesome. I've got some music to play for everyone. And the music I have to play is two things. One of Porn on Beta's new songs. And this one seems to be the popular choice. Everybody's emailing me about this, which is awesome. This is a cover song, of course. It's taken from the 5 songs that we just put up recently. And the next one is by Razorface. This guy sent it in to me today. And it's called Through the Wire, an SKTFM mix. I had to fix a couple levels on it. It's still a bit sketchy, but you should be able to get the idea. You should be able to hear Sean's vocals or his voice through it. But it needed a bit of fixing. So this is Porn on Beta with Stand By Me and Razorface through... Oh, yeah. And Penny Arcade were listed on... Tales from the After Now was listed on Penny Arcade a little while ago. That was very, very cool. I don't know why they listed us, but they did. It had no relevance to what they were talking about, and it just had a link to the After Now, which was very cool. Thank you, Spider. Here is Stand By Me by Porn on Beta and Razorface Through the Wire SKTFM mix, and I'll be back.
hard to be alone. We sit in crowds. In the darkness of crowds, we seek solitude and weep when we find it. Information is being brought to us so fast. Information comes through the air. Information comes through the wires. And all the information just makes us grow darker. I dyed my hair black. I got steel going through my face. But I still gotta work. I still have to deal with people who, because they wear a tie, they think they're better than I am. I sit in front of a wire and I broadcast everything I can. I've learned how to strike back. I've learned how to
My mistake. That's too painful. We're going to go on to the news. That was too distorting. That was all over the place. I tried. The internet news. Oregon law would jail protesters as terrorists. That's right. You don't have the right to assemble peacefully anymore. In Oregon, anyway. An Oregon anti-terrorism bill would jail street-blocking protesters for at least 25 years in a thinly veiled effort to discourage anti-war demonstrations, critics say. The bill has met strong opposition, but lawmakers still expect a debate on definition of terrorism and the value of free speech before a vote by the State Senate Judiciary Committee. Dubbed Senate Bill 742, it identifies a terrorist as a person who plans or participates in an act that is intended by at least one of its participants to disrupt business, transportation, schools, government, or free assembly. Yeah, that's pretty wide open for interpretation. The bill's few public supporters said police need stronger laws to break up protests that have created havoc in cities like Portland, where thousands of people have marched and demonstrated against the war in Iraq since last fall. Let's see. Thousands of people protesting something. Maybe there's a problem with that thing. Maybe you should listen to these people instead of putting them in jail. Maybe you should maybe sit down with them, or I'll put them in a room and have a debate with them or something, or listen to them or put them on the air or something. Anyway, no, let's just throw them in jail. We need some additional tools to control protests that shut down the city. A conservative, Lars Larson, a conservative talk show host who has aggressively stumped for the bill. Larson says protesters should be protected by free speech laws, but not given free rein to hold up ambulances or frighten people out of their daily routines, adding that police and the court systems could be trusted to see the difference. Right now, a group of people could get together and go downtown and block a freeway, Larson said, and you need a tool to deal with that. I'm pretty sure there's probably already tools and laws about not standing in the middle of a road. I'm not quite sure, but I don't think I could go out and do that. No, you need to make a new rule and throw them in jail for 25 years. This bill contains automatic sentences of 25 years to life for the crime of terrorism. Everything's a terrorism now. Everything falls under terrorism. Critics say that the bill, its language is so vague that it erodes basic freedoms in the name of fighting terrorism under extremely broad definition. Under the original version, terrorism could essentially mean a food fight, says Andrea Meyer of the American Civil Liberties Union, which opposes the bill. Of course, thank God somebody's on our side. Police, unions, and minority groups also oppose the bill for fear it could have a chilling effect on relations between police, poor people, minorities, children, and vulnerable populations. Legislators say the bill stands little chance of passage. Well, yeah, it probably won't pass, but there's somebody out there that thinks this is a good idea. that we can just throw everyone in jail just because they're standing somewhere and opposing the government. No, you're not allowed to oppose the government. Next one. Cam phone used to cheat on exam. School officials. Cheating has gone high-tech at the Everett Alvarez High School, and administrators have the pictures to prove it. School officials banned cellular telephone after a student was caught using a camera phone to photograph an exam and trying to send it to a friend. All we're doing is stepping up the enforcement level because of the student's flagrant violations. Cheating by using camera phones and text messaging has become a nationwide concern. Last year, six University of Maryland students admitted cheating on an accounting exam by using their phones to send information to one another via text messaging. The Salinas Union High School District has had a ban on electronic signaling devices since April 2003, but has let individual schools decide how to enforce it. A teacher caught the student who took the photograph of a test before he was able to transmit the image. Yes, another case of people going a little bit nuts because of technology. They're cheating. No matter which way or how they're doing it, they're still cheating. You don't need to make up new rules. You don't need to make it harsher because it's electronics. They're still cheating, no matter how it is. If they're whispering, if they're passing a note, if they're using a camera to send pictures, it's still cheating. No, it's time to react, a knee-jerk reaction, and ban everything, and throw everyone in jail. Microsoft profits off spam. MSN Hotmail fight spam using bonded sender. Microsoft wants spammers to pay a financial penalty for the junk cluttering up your inbox. The Redmond, Washington giant will endorse a plan today that aims to cut down on spam and help pave the way for a legitimate email to go through. Both MSN and Hotmail have been implementing the Bonded Sender program for a privately held San Bruno, California email infrastructure called Ironport, adding the two Microsoft email platforms representing more than 170 million active email accounts is obviously a major boon for Bonded Sender. Here's how the program works. Instead of aggressively filtering the content of email to identify suspect missives, the anti-spam approach that might result in excess false positives, Bonded Sender is built around the idea that legitimate mass emailers would be willing to put money at risk to ensure the integrity of their messages. By posting a bond, these on-the-level firms must get on a universal list that allows mail at the network level to get passed on. Such lists without the bonds have been used in other anti-spam schemes. Messages sent by mass emailers not on the list get blocked. So, let's dig a little deeper into this. So, Microsoft wants everybody in the world to start using their bonded senders program and implementing it on their own servers. And, one, you have to pay a fee to put the bonded sender program on your computer so it checks and makes sure that you're okay to email. Two, on the other end, Microsoft is gathering money from the spammers as well. So they're making money from both ends, the spammers and the people protecting them from being spammed. It's the same as their kind of adult content filter that they tried to put in a little while ago, like about 5-6 years ago. What is it called? Microsoft Content Filter that's included in Internet Explorer. So everybody would register their web page with Microsoft. So when you turn on Microsoft's Content Filter, you'll only see Microsoft-approved websites. Well, guess what? It failed miserably because who wants to pay Microsoft to look at your site and say, yes, I'm a legitimate, good, nice site that even Disney lovers will like? Well, this is going to fail again because not everyone is going to sign up to Microsoft. Who are the violent ones? CIA held Al-Qaeda suspects underwater. The CIA used harsh interrogation techniques against high-level Al-Qaeda figures, including forcibly submerging them underwater until they fear they will drown, it reported today. The secret methods of extracting information from Al-Qaeda leaders and top operatives were endorsed by the U.S. Justice Department and the CIA after September 11th. Imagine that. Oh, we've got to fight it any way we can. Even killing people at a whim, or torturing them, because we've got to protect our freedoms by eroding our freedoms. According to the report, FBI officials have been ordered to stay out of Al-Qaeda interrogations because of the concerns over the methods used. One CIA agent had been disciplined for threatening a detainee with a gun during interrogation. Former and current counterterrorism officials told the newspaper. Harsh methods were used against alleged September 11th plotter Khalid Shakil Mohammed. Sorry about your name. I messed it up. I'm quite sure. The official said he was strapped to a board and pushed underwater until he feared he would drown. The technique is nicely called waterboarding. Sounds like a fun thing you do in the summer. Yeah, the witch trials all over again, Purdon, exactly. We're going to drown you till you confess to whatever we are telling you to confess to. The new rules for dealing with detainees were passed by the Bush administration in the aftermath of September 11th. Shortly after the devastating attacks on New York and Washington, President Bush authorized the CIA to conduct a secret war on Al-Qaeda, giving agents permission to kill senior members. The spy agency also began to search for remote sites in friendly countries where detention facilities could be established. There was a debate after 9/11 on how to make people disappear. The former intelligence officer said, "Counterterrorism officials believe the new rules set a new standard and culture in the intelligence world, with agents believing they had more autonomy over how to conduct interrogations. But the FBI agents have been told to stay out of many interviews because their presence could compromise them in future criminal cases. The interrogation techniques would not be permitted in criminal investigations." Al-Qaeda suspects were held at various locations around the world, including Guantanamo Bay and Cuba. Independent observers have been denied access to high-level detainees. Now, keep in mind that the United States of America is one of the few first-world countries left in the world that still kills its prisoners legally. Still has capital punishment. So are we really, really surprised that this brutal country still tortures people, still tortures suspects, still tortures? Now, why would we be so outraged at the humiliation and torture of the pictures that we see in the news constantly? Why would we be so surprised at a country whose leader comes from a state who has the highest execution rate in the country? Yes, Texas. And people are outraged at this. Yet, they still think that capital punishment is fine in their country. So, speaking out both sides of your mouth. Nice. Legal DVD replication. U.S. considers legalized hacking with copyright ruling. The U.S. Congress has taken a step towards revising the controversial Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Thank goodness. In a move which the entertainment industry has branded an attempt to legalize hacking. A House of Representatives subcommittee convened on Wednesday for the first hearing devoted to a proposal to change the DMCA, a 1998 law that broadly restricts bypassing copy protection technologies used in DVDs, a few music CDs, and some software programs. Called the Digital Media Consumers' Right Act, the amendments are backed by librarians. All right, librarians. Liberal consumer groups and some technology firms, but they're bitterly opposed by the entertainment industry, of course, including Hollywood, major record labels, and the Business Software Alliance. Jack Valenti, our friend, head of the Motion Picture Association of America, said of the proposed changes, "It legalizes hacking. It allows you to make a copy of many copies, and the thousandth copy of a DVD. Mr. Chairman, is as pure and pristine as the original. You strip away all the protective clothing of that DVD, and you leave it naked and alone." Section 1201 of the DMCA drew fire after it was used to outlaw a utility permitting Linux users to watch their own DVDs. Yes. You aren't able to watch your own DVDs on Linux. It's against the law. Yep. As well as threaten security researchers with lawsuits, programmer Dmitry Skylarov was charged under the DMCA for writing a program to let owners of Adobe eBooks to export them to PDF files. Yeah, he was charged with a crime. The proposed amendments, sponsored by Rick Boucher and John Doolittle, would permit circumvention for fair use purposes. Selling pirated DVDs and other forms of copyright infringement would remain illegal. Yeah, selling DVDs. Selling something, making money off of someone else, someone else's product that you didn't make, and all you're doing is making copies and selling them. I think pretty much anybody can agree that's wrong. But I think most people would have a hard time agreeing that you can't watch your own movie at home, or you cannot legally make a backup copy of your DVD. I mean, a lot of people lend their DVDs out to their friends and their family, or their family's kids, and these kids get their fingerprints all over them, they mess them up, they put marks on them, they get mess on them, and wouldn't it be better to lend them a copy of it so they can mess it up all they want, and your original's fine, and you still have it? But no, that's illegal, and Jack Valenti wants you to go to jail for it. So we're now going to turn to our friend Skype. It's time in the show where we go to Skype and we talk to the people that listen in. And we're going to talk to Mavericks. No, we're not, because he's not in my list. So, nothing for Mavericks. Well, we'll give him a try. Let's call him. Nope, no good. He's offline of Skype, even though he said he was going to be on. So, if anybody wants to talk with me on Skype and discuss any of the stories or anything, just private message me in the IRC here. Smokey's going to be back next week. And also my Skype name is Rant Radio, and it's skype.com if you want to download it if you don't already have it. And I've got a lot of people on the list, but it's kind of rude just to... And this week I can actually answer calls. So there we go. Mavericks. Mavericks needs to turn on his microphone. Mavericks. Mavericks. Oh, sorry. Let's... get a little closer to the Mavericks. 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 I'm online with Mavericks right now, and he doesn't have much to say. We've been online for 30 seconds, and that's your limit. You there? You there? No. Okay. We're all done with Mavericks. And we've got a couple people here that want to talk. Good. So we're going to talk with... dun, dun, dun. Motokai. Motki. Motokai, who has pink eye or something. Yeah, I don't know if he knows he has pink eye or if he's just guessing.
Moat here.
Moat! Do you have pink eye? Yeah, you got to turn down your radio, Moat. Turn it down.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. The meat yesterday kicked ass for...
Yeah, you liked the meet yesterday?
Was that actually the largest turnout you've ever had for a rant meet?
Yes, indeed it was. That was the largest turnout we've ever had for a rant meet. That was totally awesome. Awesome turnout. People from Vancouver, lots of people from Poco. Totally awesome.
So, if we were... I know Sean works during Saturday nights, right?
Usually.
Usually, like, what time does he start? Because we could start the meet earlier if he'd be able to come more regularly. And we'd be able to get a lot larger of a turnout if he could come.
That might be an idea.
If Sean would come, like, once every 1 or 2 months, we would have massive turnouts.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, 30 or 40 people.
I think that would be a really good idea, actually. He won't be able to come, like, every 2 weeks, of course, but, like...
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
You like, maybe every... two or three meets, you know?
Yeah, that might be reasonable. It would be easier on Sundays. But
easier on Sundays.
It would be easier on Sundays because we film on Sundays, and he already books off Sundays. We know he doesn't work on Sundays because we do filming on Sundays, and we can just come after
filming.
All right,
well, like, the reason we made it on Saturday originally is because we thought you would be busy filming on Sunday, and you couldn't come to the meet. And also, we wanted you and him to be able to go to two meets during one weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're not doing the other meet.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, because we usually met up with the Abbey crew, but they have, like, one car between them, and sometimes that car's not available, so they don't come very often. So it's just me and Sean sometimes.
Well, another question I have for you is, how come you stopped filming, like, halfway through the meet? You missed all the good stuff.
It was getting redundant. All the good.
You must be shooting the shit with Sean, man. I wanted that. Those are memories.
They're memories that you'll be able to keep in your mind, and you won't have them on film. No, there's some good stuff on film anyway.
And also, the main thing I want to talk about today is that most of the IRC has already seen the pictures, but as you might know, I have pink eye, and I would like to talk to you about how much it sucks to have pink eye.
Tell me how much it sucks to have pink eye. Do you have headphones?
I don't have headphones. Oh yeah, I'll turn off. What? I'll take the mic away from the speakers.
It's not feeding back, but I can just hear myself coming back through the speaker. It's not that bad.
Well, having pink eye is like you have the worst cold of your life. Then the cold is like, now I got your eyes, fucker, and then it infects your eyes, and you wake up in the morning with this mucus in your eyes, and it's all dried up, and your eyelashes are stuck together, and you can't open your eyes. And then you have to wander into the bathroom blind and put warm washcloths on your face until it all melts off, and it's all dripping down your face, and it's really disgusting. And actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to actually put that picture in the IRC,
That's entirely up to you.
There you go. So if anyone wants to see what my eyes look like this morning, there it is.
It's totally nasty.
Oh, it's awful. I'm going into the doctor to get it looked at tomorrow morning.
Is it as painful as it looks?
What?
Is it as painful as it looks?
It doesn't hurt that much, but it itches a lot. It's like insane itching in both eyes. And there's a lot of mucus, and I'm shoving Q-tips in my eyes every 2 minutes just to get it all out.
Oh,
and
it's so gross.
It itches, and it burns, and it's just terrible.
Oh, it's so
and
gross.
And it's worse, right, because this is viral. There's no, like, eye drops I can just take to get rid of it.
You just have to wait it out, or...?
So you have to wait it out. It's going to last about 3 weeks, which means I'm not going to have eyelashes by the end of it.
Oh, my God.
They're all going to be torn out. Yeah, I just have to let it wait out. And don't wish pink eye on your worst enemy, all right? This is the worst thing that could ever happen to someone, except for maybe AIDS or death.
Oh, nasty, nasty. I didn't know it was that bad. I thought, you get pink eye and your eye's pink, and that's about it.
Oh, my eyes are pink. They're blood red pink. And the mucus is a side thing. It's because it's a viral, right? It's like having a cold in your eyes.
That's so nasty.
Oh, yeah.
How many people were at the meet? I didn't count.
Well, just counting off my head, there was myself, Pierden, Zeph, Valor. I'm guessing there was like 17 to 19 people total.
Yeah. That's about right, actually, yeah.
Yeah, they all came and went, right?
Yep. And there's people there that were there at the other meet that I was at that weren't there that time. So not
actually, Fergie and Otis Lent were going to turn out for the meet, but they actually didn't come to the meet. Otis Lent was busy with a concert, and Fergie's just too lazy to bike 2 minutes to get there, which is really his loss, but whatever.
Yeah, I bet he's kicking himself now, eh?
No, he's like, whatever, I don't know who Sean Kennedy is.
Oh, okay, so it wouldn't have been very impressive for him anyway. Well, after he's listened to him for a while, I'm sure he'd be entertained.
Well, I mean, I wasn't too sad about it, because nobody else was talking at the meet. I was the only person there talking to Sean.
Yeah, they were all just sitting
like,
there.
Woo, Sean, yay, woo, D&D, yay. Like, Sean, credit cards are good.
They're all too scared to talk or something, I don't know. Or they're just listening or something.
They were just in awe, I guess.
Maybe, yeah.
Sean, we are not holy, start praying on the ground. But, well, anyway, like, if you or Sean can get out... maybe once every 2 or 3 meets, that would be awesome, because the turnouts would be massive. You can get everyone in the Lower Mainland to get out there.
Because it's pretty central, because the Vancouver people can make it pretty easy, and the Abbotsford people can make it pretty... It's pretty central, so it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I won't keep you. There's a lot of other people that want to talk to you, I guess. So.
Yeah, it looks like there is a lot of people. So...
That's been good being on RadSpeak. Talk to you later.
You betcha. Later. Bye-bye. And we're going to give Jibcat a call, I think. Oh, you messaged me. Well, you're not on Jibcat. I'll give you a try anyway, but you're not listed as online. But Skype has lied before. See? It's lying. He's online. He's totally online.
Whoa. Hello there.
That sounds loud. Get a little closer to your microphone. Sounds like crap.
Is that any better?
No, now you're just distorted. Never mind. We'll just deal with it for a bit.
How about this?
That's total hum. Oh, my God. Move it away from your monitor.
Okay, here.
No, still uber crap.
Here? Can you hear me now?
Well, we can hear you, but it's, like, really hummy. So it stopped for a second. Maybe you can wiggle the cord or something.
Yeah, this is pretty crappy. Probably not a good idea.
Did you have something quick to say?
Actually a website that you probably want to see. It's a perpetual motion machine.
Okay. Do you want to just post it in the IRC?
Yeah, www.japan.com/technology.
Very, very cool. Maybe just post it in the IRC, and then they can take a look at it, because you sound like crap. This is our new mantra. Om. 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 I'm going to hang up with you, because it's annoying. So fix your microphone, and we'll maybe talk with you next week.
Yeah, or I'll just get a better microphone.
That might be a good idea. Okay, later.
Yeah, bye.
Wow, he sounded really depressed. Okay. Okay, bye. He sounded really, really depressed. Let's see, who else wants to talk? Maverick. Shall I try Mavericks? Did I try Mavericks before? I did try Mavericks before. Let's try one more time. See if he's figured out his microphone problem or... Well, obviously it's a microphone problem because I couldn't hear him.
Hello?
Mavericks, we can hear you.
Great.
And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
There was a good meet there.
Yeah, you liked that?
Is it too quiet?
No, it's good. I can turn you up.
Oh, okay.
So you enjoyed the meet yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
First time meeting Sean in person. What did you think? He's pretty much larger than life, eh? It's pretty crazy.
It was a little more different than I expected. I thought he was more geekier than I thought he would be.
You thought he'd be more like Henry Rollins or something, or
I don't know. I thought he would have like the hardcore little shades on, like the black ones. And
oh, he was gonna change. He was gonna change his sunglasses. When he was going back to the car for sunglasses, but I just said, forget it. Just keep your yellow ones on, because then at least you could see his eyes. But
yeah.
But I liked the story that he told about the dead guy. That was really good.
Yeah, he kept on going on. It was cool listening to him rant and stuff, but Mordecai wouldn't stop shutting up, so we couldn't say anything.
Was that the problem, that he wouldn't shut up? That's why nobody said anything else?
Well, yeah, that's what everybody's been telling me. We were trying to say something to Sean, and then you would just like start talking about some history stuff. We were just like, whatever.
So you're going to take him out back and beat him with doorknobs and socks and stuff, or...
Yes, we got kind of pissed at him, so we went to his house and we stuck a rat radio sticker on his door.
Is that like a death threat in the Poco world? It's like if you see a rat radio stick on your door, you have 3 days to live, so you better run.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. My computer is still screwed up right now. It's running over at like 200 Fahrenheit. It's like melting and steaming.
So you could cut off at any time, eh?
Yeah. I overclocked it and the processor melted. And,
My God.
Yeah, so now it runs like 486.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's awesome.
It's going to cost like, what, a couple hundred dollars to get a new processor for it?
Well, I better save your pennies then. Go do dumpster diving and then sell some stuff at the pawn shop. I bet you could. Yeah. There you go. Go dumpster diving for TVs and then pawn them off for like $20 or something.
Yeah. The people that would buy them.
So, you have anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Except visit mavericks.net and that's about it.
Oh, slipping in the spam there. What's at mavericks.net?
Not much.
Well, you better put something there if you're going to spam people with it, eh? Something interesting.
Yeah, there's a bit of interest in there.
Okay.
Go visit it, and you'll see some messed up stuff.
Is there some pictures there that people can look at?
Actually, I'll be adding some stuff there pretty soon.
Very cool.
Right now, it's just a little fake blue screen of death, but there's going to be some actual content there pretty soon.
Cool. You guys need to bring, like, cameras or stuff to the meets, like... Nobody had a camera, nobody had a video camera, nothing. No, it's crazy.
Yeah, actually, me and Pyronex will be probably bringing the cam next time to the meetup.
That's very cool. You have to have proof that you're actually there. That you actually saw Sean. You can, like, put your arm around him and he'll sign signatures for you and stuff.
Yeah, Pyronex was pretty happy that he got to hug Sean.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
He had it as his MSN name for a while.
I hugged Sean.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, I'm going to let you go and talk to somebody else.
Okay.
Okay, later. Bye. Let's see. Somebody else wanted to talk. The Antichrist. I think this is him. See if this works. See if it's the right guy. Looks like it. Ring-a-ding, ding, 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 ding. He says he has a microphone problem, but we'll give it a try. Antichrist. Antichrist. Still has a microphone problem. Apparently. You need to plug it in and turn it on and unmute it. Three things. And we'll give you 5 more seconds to do those three things. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, he hung up on me. Because I guess he knows he's not going to get it fixed. That mic is on a $20 web. You use the mic. Oh, this is Jibcat. Jibcat. Oh, using a mic on a webcam and a $20 webcam at that. No wonder it sounded like shit. Oh, okay. You can go to Radio Shack and buy a mic for like, I don't know, go to the flea market. Yeah, go to the Abbotsford flea market and pick up a microphone for like $5. Haggle them down to 2. I'm sure you can find something. Like even the crappiest of microphones is better than that. Let's see, who else? Let's see. No, nobody else wants to talk. Nobody named Purden. I don't know. Should I talk to Purden? We're over time. Like, it's 12:05, and we're running out of time. And I don't think we really have a lot of time to talk to Purden, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm calling him right now. Here we are, ringing Purden.
I miss Smokey.
You miss Smokey?
Yes.
Smokey hates you more than I do. He tells me not to phone you.
I know, but I miss him.
You miss him. The show isn't the same without the cripple.
Believe me, I'm a very submission person.
You're a very what?
Submission person.
Submission? Submissive?
Whatever.
Okay, submissive is the word you're looking for.
Yes, thank you.
And you have the clearest microphone of anyone out there.
I know, and mine costs like $3.
Yeah, see what I'm telling everyone else. Like, they're using all these $20 microphones and these crappy microphones where you can get a really crappy one and sound even better. You sound like you're on a microphone in the studio right now.
Cool.
Except for, yeah, it you can't.
Maybe I'm right behind you.
Ah! That would be very scary. That would be extremely scary.
Yeah, well.
Tell me a story.
Okay. I told you the one about my friend being kicked out of school because of my live journal, right?
That's right. I met him, too.
Okay, I got one. Actually, this happened today. Okay, so it's like 2 hours before showtime, right?
Yeah.
And then I get like 10 PMs from 10 different people going, dude, are you Peerden from Divers or something? I'm not joking. One of them is Jay Smooth, AIM name, and then Edward and all that.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't. They're like, hey, what's up, right? So anyways, it turns, I think they were the same person, so I'm like, you know what? Fuck you! And I banned them all.
So how did they find out that you were on Divers?
One of them said this. They watched Divers on Rant Radio. They went to Rant Media page. They click on the Divers link in Rant Media page, and it leads to my live journal.
Well, as soon as you get up that Penguin Soft website, maybe...
That's Mokai's.
It hasn't been up. He said, yeah, it'll be 2 days. And I don't think it's still not up. So it's going to be to your live journal until it gets it up. So how's that for a threat, hey?
It's weird because people read my live journal who I don't know. It's scary.
You're a celebrity now. How does that feel, huh?
I feel like Sumerian.
Oh, I'm not a celebrity.
Anyways, I got a rant.
Okay.
Wait. This is... Okay. Me and Mokai went to the movies on Friday to go see Troy.
Yeah.
Now, we're sitting down in the movie theater, trying to keep to ourselves, talking, right? And then all of a sudden, everyone from my school decides to show up and say hi to me. Right? Like, one kid goes, hey, Chris, what's up? I go, hey, now go away. Right? Anyways, I'm trying to talk to Mokai, and this girl right behind us talks to Mokai about a project. I'm like, dude, I'm talking to him! Now, the whole movie thing, this is the movie rant. Okay, now when you go to movies, you have to watch previews, right? One of the previews tells you not to pirate movies. It's a 4 minute long thing about why you shouldn't pirate movies from a stuntman. Like, a stuntman goes, people put a lot of work into these movies. It's wrong. Just so some kid could just click once and download a movie. It's wrong. We're going to see the movie. We're not pirating it, okay? Like, I don't want to be there paying, like, $8.50 to go see a movie and get lectured on pirating.
It's like...
I don't want that.
It's like buying a CD in the store and the first track is 5 minutes of telling you not to copy the CD.
Or opening the CD and you see helpsavemusic.ca or something. Do you remember that movement?
Barely.
Keep music coming. They had like commercials all over the radio going
oh yeah.
There's like bird sounds, right? And the DJ's like, ah, that was the Blue Jay hit. And then he goes, music will be like this if you don't pay for your music. Do not pirate. Pay money for CDs or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell? Artists don't care about you pirating music.
Oh yeah, every movie I go to, when that thing comes on, everyone laughs at it.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, right, we're here to see a movie, not pirate it. Like, get that crap off the screen, right?
Another thing that pisses me off now, every time a movie starts, everyone goes, yeah! Have you noticed that?
No, not the ones I've been to, but I usually go opening night, so I don't know. Maybe the crowd is a little bit different on opening night.
No, because they all cheer when the movie comes on.
Well, they're finally through the 20 minutes of commercials and propaganda from military propaganda and telling you not to pirate movies. They're so relieved by that time.
Anyways, here's my review for Troy. It's a long movie. It's probably better than Lord of the Rings. You already know what's happening, okay? The Greeks make a Trojan horse. They all hide in it, go to Troy, then they all kill everyone in Troy. Okay, that's the movie.
That's the whole movie, huh? And I heard there was some martial arts moves going on that they somehow adopted thousands of years ago. They learned martial arts or something.
Really?
Well, in Troy, like somebody was complaining. I read some review on it, and they're doing some.
Oh, how they use martial arts and all that.
Yeah, they're doing flips and stuff, and it's like, yeah, I don't think so. That's pretty annoying when every single movie now, whenever there's a fight, no matter what time it is in history, there's a whole bunch of cool martial arts moves because everyone knows martial arts now.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to make my own sword this summer, actually.
Are you?
Yes, my dad's coming back from Africa,
yep.
So I'm going to be like, yeah, I need to buy a, I need to make a forge so I can make my own sword.
So you're going to make your own forge and then make your own sword?
Yes.
Wow.
All a forge really is a big, huge boulder. You carve into the boulder, and you make a fire pit in there.
Wow. Well, that's quite an undertaking. I wish you
well. I'm out of school, so what else am I going to do?
True. There you can be professional swords maker.
Anyone in BC, specifically Vancouver here, and you could give me a job. I need a job, please.
What are you good at?
What am I good at? I'm good at scavenging stuff.
There you can.
No, really, I'm willing to do anything. Yeah, I just need a job, except for prostitution.
Give this poor boy a job. We'll set up getperdinajob.com, and you can put your face on there, and we'll pimp you out. There you go.
Cool.
So somebody register giveperdinajob.com. And
yes, I'll be PMing you every single day for that, too.
I'm joking. Like,
hey, did you get the website up yet? Did you get the website up yet?
No, I don't think that'll happen.
Anything I need to talk about this week?
It's your last caller, so make it good. Anything else? It's quarter after 12,
yeah.
And I want to go to bed.
Okay, so the reason why we can't have the meetup on Sundays is because the cafe closes around 6 p.m. there.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. I mean, Saturdays aren't bad. It's just Sundays would be better.
We could start it earlier.
On the Sunday, you mean?
On Saturday.
Oh, on the Saturday. That might help. But, I mean, we can, like, just work around Sean's schedule if Sean is going to be able to come to that one, right? It's like, okay, Sean's coming. Let's make it at 4 or 6 or whenever Sean can make it, right? And then they can work around that.
Hang on. Gluco. Pierden, why not work as a bricklayer? What's a bricklayer?
You take a brick, put some stuff down, put the brick on, repeat. There you go. It says,
is Gluco in BC, you know?
Let's look him up. Let's see. I don't think so, because I would have known. Oh, maybe he's on Rogers. Rogers.com. Really? So Rogers, no, he's not in BC.
No, wait. No, Rogers is in Eastern
Canada.
That would
be East.
Shaw has West.
Yeah, so he's in Canada anyway. So it says they make 10 cents a brick. The more you lay, the more you make. So maybe look into that.
Also, me and Moakai might think about having our own talk show on here.
Uh-oh, danger.
We're not sure how to get this. It's basically going to be like, dude, give me the mic. No!
You just need two microphones.
Then it's going to be us yelling into the microphone at the same time.
Oh, no. Danger. Well, yeah. All you have to do is make up a demo, send it in to Smokey, and then he'll turn your ass down. Just make up a different name, not Purden. Because he'll say Purden, he'll just delete it. He won't even listen to it.
I love Smokey.
So
if I was a woman and into cripple guys, he'd be my first choice.
it probably would, and you'd have to move down to the States. There you go. Or you could invite him up here. He doesn't have a job. Both of you can hunt for jobs together.
Yay.
There you go. So that's it for you. You've talked for 10 minutes. Your time is up.
Thank you.
So, say goodnight.
Goodnight, and everyone have a sweet dream.
Good night. There we go. Purden is gone. And that is it for this week of Rant Speak. And join us next week when you'll be hearing my voice and Smokehouse's voice. At 11 p.m. in 7 days. Or is it 6 days? Not 7 days. 6 days and 23 hours. So we're going to play the little outro, and we're going to be out of here till next week, and I think that's about all I have to say, really. I don't think there's any big events coming up that I have to inform you about. Not that I know of. So, Goodbye to BlitzCon, K-Tog, Desert Runner, Griffin, Jibcat, Purden, Griffin, Mavericks, Gluco, Denium, Schizo, Fergie, Mavericks, Sophiel, Haggard 37, Tribal Monkey, the Antichrist. Who else? One of many. Desert Runner, did I say that? That's about all the people that are talking. Narcy and Purden, who I was just talking to. Snake Ghost. And just scrolling up here. Nope, that's about it, I think. So we're gonna say goodnight. And goodnight to penguinsoft.com, which is Motokai's website. And we'll be back next week. Good night to everyone.
You ever get the government, the schools, you name it? You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.